Good morning. Last time we saw that the minhagim of avelus during the either 3 weeks or the 9 days or shavua shechalbo don't end right at the end of the fast, at the end of the ninth, but rather they are continued into the 10th of Av, because the main burning of the Beis Hamikdash continued into the 10th day. The main burning continued all day long up until shkia of the 10th day. So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag of Sfaradim is to continue the minhagim of Avelus, not getting haircuts and shaves and doing laundry the entire day of the 10th. Because of that, the entire day after Tisha B'Av continues the minhagim. When it comes to the minhag of Ashkenazim, the Rama says that we are noheg only up until Chatzos Hayom, midday during the day, but not the entire day. So our question, accordingly, based on that background, is this year when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday, so Sunday when we are fasting is really already the 10th of Av, do we still have to extend the various minhagim past the fast day, or as soon as the fast ends, Sunday night, which is the 10th of Av, that fulfills the requirements, the imperatives of both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama to continue the minhagim into the 10th, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the entire 10th. The 10th is now over, according to the Rama. Chatzos Hayom, we only have to keep it till then. That is way past, because now we're at the end of the 10th. Tisha B'Av is over. Do we have to continue some of the minhagim of Tisha B'Av? So before getting to that answer, I just want to give another example of a time when we are more flexible with the minhagim of continuing the minhagim of Avelus when Tisha B'Av falls on a Thursday. So when Tisha B'Av falls on a Thursday, if we would keep all the minhagim like the Shulchan Aruch throughout Friday, which is the 10th, we wouldn't be able to shower in hot water. We wouldn't be able to shave, take haircuts, and do laundry for Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says when Tisha B'Av falls on a Thursday, so that the 10th of Av is Erev Shabbos, these minhagim of Avelus are not kept. It is mutter b'chol zeh l'kavod Shabbos. For kavod Shabbos, we're mutter to do all of these activities that would otherwise be continued to be prohibited on the 10th. The Piskei Tshuvos explains as follows, that it's permitted from the 10th in the morning. In other words, Friday morning. We're talking about when Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday. Starting Friday morning, we're permitted to do these activities. For example, we're allowed to take showers, with the hot showers. We're allowed to get haircuts and shave, and we're allowed to do our laundry. He does go into detail that there is a machlokas in the poskim if we're only lenient if the intention of the person doing these activities is the kavod Shabbos, or even if that's not his intention, it's more convenient, or for whatever other reason, can we be lenient? But we'll leave that aside. But we see the key here is that we do see that there is somewhat of a leniency when it comes to not continuing these minhagim of Avelus for a different reason. This is for kavod Shabbos, so it's permitted, even though it's the 10th of Av, to be lenient and start in the morning, L'Kavod Shabbos, Friday morning. So when it comes to our question, is there a basis to be lenient? It would make total sense, because it's not even the 10th anymore when we're keeping Tisha B'Av on Sunday, but it really, the 9th of Av is on Shabbos and was pushed off to Sunday, so that's the 10th. So the Rama says as follows, Himchal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos v'nidche l'yom echad. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday, Mutar le'echol basar v'yayin yom bet. It's permitted to eat meat and drink wine on Monday. Usually Monday starts Sunday night. However, this is an exception to the rule. The Rama says, Aval b'layla, that night, meaning continuing from Sunday night, which is now Monday halachically, this is the 11th of Av, Asur mipnei avelus shayom. It's prohibited because of the avelus in the day. We've been keeping avelus in the day, that avelus continues at night when it comes to meat and wine, that we cannot eat the meat and wine at night. However, starting Monday morning, we can have the meat and drink the wine. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah comes and qualifies this and says that is specifically the concept that you continue the prohibition of avelus that night only for meat and wine. But when it comes to taking haircuts and shaving, everyone agrees that it's permitted even right after Tisha B'Av to do so, to get haircuts, to take a shave because it is now officially the 11th of Av and we don't have to continue those minhagim of Avelu. So that's the bottom line when it comes to this year. We do, based on the Ramah, continue the minhagim of not having wine and meat, even though it's the 11th of Av. It's Sunday night. It's now halachically Monday, but it would be permitted to take haircuts and shaves even though it's right after the fast Motzei Tisha B'Av because it is no longer the 10th. And Amir Tisham, we will continue discussing the various other limitations in a number of days when it comes to this year, the unusual case where Tisha B'Av is kept on a Sunday. What about the other minhagim of Avelus, listening to music, getting married, etc.? Would that be permitted or not be permitted? Have a wonderful day.